Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you exclusive interviews with India's ambassador designate to Argentina, Ajneesh Kumar, and Argentina's ambassador to India, Mariana Cochino, on Prime Minister's upcoming visit to Argentina. Interviewer is Manish Shiva, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in the third leg of his five-nation visit, at the invitation of the President of Republic of Argentina, Javier Milei, will travel to Argentina on an official visit from July 4 to July 5, 2025. The engagements will mark the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years, making it a historic occasion. Now, let's listen to an exclusive interaction with India's ambassador designate to Argentina, Ajneesh Kumar, with our correspondent, Manish Shiva, on various aspects of India-Argentina bilateral ties.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a five-nation visit that aims to reinforce India's engagement with the Global South. He is in Argentina on 4th and 5th of July and will meet President Javier Milei. We have with us India's ambassador designate to Argentina, Ajneesh Kumar, to throw some light on various aspects of this visit. Welcome to Akashvani News, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the first prime ministerial bilateral visit to Argentina in 57 years. How important this is?
Thank you for having me. This is indeed a very important visit. We should not only look at the time span, but we should look at the contents of this visit. The Honorable Prime Minister would be meeting His Excellency, the President of Argentine Republic, Mr. Javier Milei. And this would be his second meeting, coming back to back, the meeting which he held with him in November of last year. During the meeting, I'm sure the two leaders will try to look at prospects of strengthening our relationship in all formats, whether it is political, economic, or people-to-people contacts. There will be definitely aspects like further cooperation in certain segments, critical minerals, oil and gas, pharmaceuticals. From the Argentine side, I'm sure they will also have something on the menu. So this will be a very important meeting, a very important conversation between the leaders to take this relationship forward towards bringing more content and more focus into our relationship.
Sir, you spoke about economic partnership. We understand that traditionally India and Argentina have focused on sectors like agriculture. However, newer segments like cooperation in rare earth minerals is becoming relevant with the day. Do you think this particular visit will help the progress in that sector?
I'm quite optimistic. As I said earlier, we are already prospecting lithium. Indian company Kabil is already here. In fact, last year they got four blocks to prospects, and the drilling operations are likely to start very shortly. I'm sure in the months to come and the years to come, they will be looking at a bigger area. Private sector Indian companies too are looking at Argentina. This year we had a visit, very important visit of the YPF chief to India, where an MOU was signed between three of India's majors, Oil India, ONGC Videsh, and Gas Authority of India Limited, not only to look at the gas, but also rare earth critical minerals. So I'm looking at something we could call it with a positive mindset, something which is prospective, and something which is likely to bring benefits to our two countries.
So you made a mention of people-to-people connect. I understand that yoga, Ayurveda, and interest in Indology are quite common in Argentina. Can you please throw some light on that?
Yes, you are absolutely right. I think Indian soft power, if I may say so, is well ensconced in Argentina. Whether it is yoga, the popularity of yoga, you can only see from those pictures which emerged out of Honorable Prime Minister's visit to Argentina in 2018, during which he participated in a yoga event attended by over 5,000 people. So yoga is very popular in every part of the country. We recently had the International Day of Yoga celebrations in Buenos Aires, and it was very well attended by over 2,500 people. Beyond yoga, Indian spiritualism, Indian food, as well as Indian Ayurveda is accepted in many, many parts of the country. And the popularity is increasing. Indian films, Indian dances, Indian music is equally prevalent in the society. We are very happy to see so many schools run by artists trained in India, Argentine artists trained in India, running in the country and imparting valuable education to the new generation.
That is very interesting, sir. Lastly, when we think of Argentina, it is so difficult not to think of football. In India too, the sport follows, has a huge popularity. What could you say about the possibilities of sports diplomacy between India and Argentina?
Well, football is something which Argentina is very proud of. They have produced some of the finest players in the world. We take the name of Maradona, today's icon, Messi, is someone who's known, I think, all over the world, including very fondly in India. And there are many players from Argentina who participate in the Indian Premier League. They play for other clubs. But beyond football, you also see that the two nations are linked by the sports called polo, hockey, kabaddi. And this year, I'm very happy to inform you that the Coco team from Argentina participated in the championship held, I think, in the early part of this year in January.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for joining Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Our correspondent Manish Shiva also spoke to Argentina's ambassador to India, Mariano Cosino, on India-Argentina relations.
Thank you, Ambassador Mariano Cosino, for joining Akashvani. We are just about to have one of the very important bilateral high-level visits between India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be traveling to Buenos Aires. I just want to know that how important does Argentina think this visit is going to be for the bilateral relations?
Well, we appreciate very much the opportunity of Prime Minister of India, Prime Minister Modi, going to Argentina. We know the country is very far away, but it's very, very important to consider that this is the first time in many years that a Prime Minister of India goes to Argentina in a bilateral visit, because some other prime ministers went, even Prime Minister Modi went, but for multilateral summits like the G20 in 2018. So we consider it very, very important. India is becoming one of the most important countries in the world. India is today the fifth largest economy. It was going to become number three at the end of the decade. That's the program you have here. And it is possible that you will accomplish that goal very few years. So we think that it is extremely important, and we are very grateful for that opportunity and to have a new meeting with our President Milei.
So you spoke of economy and India's economic growth. Can you please throw some light on what are the traditional areas of cooperation between Argentina and India? And if you could also say a few words about what are likely to be the emerging areas,
yes,
the newer areas.
Yeah. Well, Argentina and India have developed a very good relation for the last 75 years. But in terms of economic issues, we have developed a link between the two countries of around trade relationship between the two countries is around $5 billion.
Yes.
Argentina is today country that is the number one provider of soybean oil to India, number third in sunflower oil. And Argentina is a country that can even be more important in terms of food security to a huge country as India, among others, of course. And we are very keen on this situation. And also, we would like to expand this economic relationship to other areas. There are lithium investments in lithium in India from Indian companies. There has been a cooperation in nuclear field between Argentina and India. There was one nuclear reactor built in India, in Mumbai, by an Argentine company, of course, for peaceful purposes. But there is also the possibility of Argentina becoming a provider of energy to India, specifically in the case of LNG. And that's why the president of our national oil and gas company, Horacio Marin, was here twice in September and in January. And there is a proposal from the Argentine side on that sense.
Sir, if you look at the existing global scenario, there are wars, there is terrorism and economic uncertainty arising out of that. How do you think India and Argentina can come together to basically channelize multilateral efforts in the right direction?
Well, Argentina and India, we belong to the G20. We observe the G20 as the most important platform in the world in order to address this type of threats. And we are also two democracies. We share values. And we are very strong in the both countries in terms of rejecting and condemning all type of terrorism. That's why we were among the first to express our support to India when this unacceptable attack happened in Kashmir in April 22, in which almost 30 innocent people were killed by a terrorist attack. And so we know what terrorism is. Argentina is a country that suffered twice terrorist attacks from Hezbollah. We know who made that. Once against the Israel embassy in Argentina in 1992, and the second one against the Jewish community center in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. In the two acts combined, more than 100 people were killed. So we know what we are talking about. We know about the international stage in which terrorism develops, and we are very strong on that situation. That's why Argentina has designated terrorist organizations as Hezbollah or Hamas recently.
So thank you so much for your time.
Prime Minister Modi arrived today in Port of Spain on a state visit to the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. This is the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Trinidad and Tobago since 1999. In a special gesture emblematic of the close ties between the two countries, on his arrival at the airport in Port of Spain, Prime Minister was received by Her Excellency Ms. Kamala Prasad Bisesa, the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, along with members of her cabinet and several other dignitaries. The Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour and welcomed with special cultural performances. Later, Mr. Modi addressed a large gathering of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. Welcoming Prime Minister Modi at the event, Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesa announced that Trinidad and Tobago would be conferring their highest national award, the Order of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, on him. The Prime Minister expressed his heartfelt gratitude to her and the people of Trinidad and Tobago for this honour. The Prime Minister praised the Indian diaspora for their resilience, cultural richness and their immense contribution to Trinidad and Tobago. The Prime Minister announced that Overseas Citizenship of India, or OCI, cards would now be issued to the sixth generation of the people of Indian origin in Trinidad and Tobago. The Prime Minister also underscored that the Government of India would be supporting several initiatives to nurture the Girmitia legacy.
I am happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you. And India embraces you.
Underlining the success of UPI-based digital payments in India, he expressed optimism that its adoption in Trinidad and Tobago would be equally encouraging.
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
The grand event, attended by over 4,000 people, featured a captivating cultural program performed by the artists from the Mahatma Gandhi Institute for Cultural Cooperation and other organizations.
Ambassador Gupta, as we discuss the Prime Minister's visit to Trinidad and Tobago, we see that the Prime Minister has received a very warm welcome. How significant is this visit considering the bilateral relations and also the fact that almost 40% of Trinidad Tobago's population today is of Indian descent?
India and Trinidad share an extremely special, unique bond. Very great relationship, very warm relationship. And that is because of the presence of large number of people of Indian origin. People who started coming to Trinidad in about 180 years ago, 1845, when the first ship arrived as indentured workers. And today they constitute the single largest ethnic group, roughly approaching about 50% of the country's population, which makes it very, very special. And those people, like Girmitias in other countries, have maintained a very close emotional bond with India.
You were listening to exclusive interviews with India's ambassador designate to Argentina, Ajanish Kumar, and Argentina's ambassador to India, Mariano Cosino, on Prime Minister's upcoming visit to Argentina. Interviewer was Manish Shiva, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.